This is a CHLY and CVOX news update.
When you're cutting broom, it's important to get right down to the base of it. And so you're down to a single stem and then cut it off with loppers. This one's in the grass, so I have to dig around to get to the bottom.
Broom busters are on a mission to clear Vancouver Island of the invasive plant Scotch broom. Bev Ager is the coordinator of the Comox Valley branch and has been part of this volunteer effort for 15 years.
Scotch broom is a very invasive plant. It's not native to Vancouver Island or even to Canada at all. It was brought here in the mid-1800s by a well-meaning Scot. And what you see all over the island started with three broom plants that were brought to some place near Souk. So there's no natural controls for it here. It takes over. It's very highly flammable because it has a very high oil content, so it's a fire risk. It chokes out native plants. It looks kind of pretty when the flower's in bloom, but after that it's scraggly and really shouldn't be here at all.
Ager says the plant can be easily spotted along roadways with its bright yellow flowers standing out.
If we cut plants when they're in bloom, most of the energy is in the flowers, so the plant is at its weakest, and we're going into the dry summer. And so the plant will die if we cut it right at ground level.
Ager explains that if cut above ground level, the plant reacts as though being pruned and sends out many more branches. For the roots to die, it must be cut right at the root, while in flower and before it goes to seed.
So there's about a 6-week window that we're busy cutting broom.
The group works with local municipalities to clear broom from public spaces like parks and trails. Volunteer broom busters gather to cut the plants at their roots, and the city, township, village, or regional district comes along to gather it up. Ager says that so far this year they have been cutting for 3 weeks and will keep going until the end of May. While she doesn't think the island will ever be fully free of the invasive plant, she does see success in the efforts made the past 15 years.
Some places where we've cut broom, there is no broom at all. So there are seeds that land in the ground, and the seeds can live for a long time. But broom needs sun to grow. So if there's other things growing, salal, good grass cover, shade from trees, the seeds won't germinate. So it's heartening for me to see places where we've cut broom and there is none, or where there's a lot less than there used to be. I could be overwhelmed by how much broom there is, but I know where there used to be broom and there isn't.
Ager says that one challenge the group faces in the endless annual battle against broom is the need for more hands on deck.
Some of our volunteers started with us 15 years ago, and they're not as physically able as they were. So we're always trying to get more volunteers to work with us. I think that would probably be our biggest challenge that we have. The more volunteers, the more we can cut.
Ager says that motivation for clearing broom could be social, as many people are allergic to the plant, or ecological, as it pushes out native species, or even safety-focused, as broom heightens risks of wildfires.
I think we should all care about our community, and we should try to make our community as safe as it can be and allow native plants to grow.
Anyone interested in joining the efforts, whether in the Comox Valley or other communities up and down the island, can find more information online.
If you go to the Broombusters website, which is broombusters.org, and click on the Comox Valley link, you can either contact me through the email that's listed there. It also lists all the places where we'll be cutting broom coming up. So you can look at that and come and join us.
This Saturday, May 17th, the group will be cutting broom at Nikkei Park in Cumberland from 9:30 a.m. till noon.
And you don't have to come at the beginning. You don't have to stay the whole time. Just any time in there.
When the community joins together to bust broom, Ager sees hope for the island ecosystem.
Will we ever get rid of all of it? No. But if we can get it out of our public areas, that would be great. And if people can take responsibility for broom on their own property, that's even better.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.